Loyalist Township Council approved the continuation of the Community Tree Initiative last week with consideration for expansion. Staff are now looking to bring back a funding proposal for the 2026 operating budget. The program supports climate goals, including the planting of 20,000 trees in Loyalist Township by 2034. The program was originally made possible through a $15,000 community grant. In its first year, grant funding supported the purchase of 125 trees by residents. Trees were valued between $165 and $175, reflecting a discounted rate the township received through bulk purchase. Residents paid $25 per tree, and the grant subsidized the remaining cost of the trees. The follow-up survey showed 100% of respondents recognized the benefits to the community. Most participants expressed interest in participating again, and over 75 residents signed up to be notified of future tree programs. With hopes of expanding the program, staff has recommended increasing the number of trees available each year, dependent on program uptake and success. The recommendation would be 250 trees in 2026. Deputy Mayor Nathan Townend showed his support for continuing the program.
The program is great. I do think it should be expanded. I think it conforms to our strategic plan. That's obvious, particularly with respect to our climate action plan. And I think we should find the means to continue to fund it through our usual budget process, which we do for all of our other items that come under our strategic plan.
Councillor Paul Broderick explained why he thinks the program should go through the budget process rather than a community grant.
By putting it through the budget process, we sort of have a better opportunity to look at our needs and what we can afford at that time.
Councillor Jake Ennis disagreed and explained why he wouldn't be supporting the motion.
I'm not going to support the motion. I think it's the type of thing that should be supported by the community grants policy, and I would like to see what staff would come back with as an option there.
Ultimately, the motion was passed, and the program will be funded through the 2026 operating budget. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.